عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين، وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين، ومن تبعهم ويتبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد سبقت كلمتنا لعبادنا المرسلين، إنهم لهم المنصورون، وإن جندنا لهم الغالبون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. الإمام أبو عبد الله الحسين عليه الصلاة والسلام is a phenomenal, an exceptional figure in the history of mankind. And everything that connects to him and belongs to his cause is also remarkable and phenomenal. For instance, when you go for ziyara, you feel the difference, you notice the difference between other imams and Imam Hussein by realizing and having true feeling, not sensation, not dreams or fantasy. These are true feelings, that you are in a garden of paradise. And this is exactly what the hadith says about Karbala and the grave of Imam Hussein. Karbala qit'atun min qit'a al-jannah. The grave of Imam Hussein, which is hosted in the land of Karbala, is a garden of paradise. And this is a true feeling that once one's develop when he or she goes there. You can feel it. You are in a special place. And you don't want to leave that place. You don't want to leave that shrine. Many people, they travel from long distances, from India, from Africa, from Iran, from Afghanistan, from Europe, to go and settle there and live there for the rest of their life, because they feel that they are in real paradise. Then the second thing that belongs to him, his ziyarah. We have been asked that we pay tribute to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and his family by visiting their shrines, and this visit is not a form of worship as some people claim. This is nothing but paying tribute, admiration, appreciation, and respect. And this is ta'zeem, the glorification of God. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Because those leaders, they served God. They were not gods themselves or lords. They served God. And God is asking us, if you want to remember me, go to them. They are the main source of inspiration. So His ziyarah is highly recommended in the Shia piety, and it is almost mandatory. Almost mandatory. And I'm going to recite for you several narrations by our imams, infallible imams, that states that if you are able to go, you must go. You must go. It is an integral part to Iman, as Hajj is an integral part to Islam. To Islam, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. The ziyarah of Imam Hussein is an integral part of Iman and faith. And therefore, روي في الحديث أن من زاره كمن زار الله تعالى في عرشه. A metaphor. God does not have a physical throne or chair or office or place. It's a metaphor. If you visit Imam Hussein as if you have visited God, why is that? Because it gets you close to God. By visiting Imam Hussein, you are getting closer, drawing yourself closer to God. قُرْبُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, the nearness of God. So as if you have visited God. Although God has no specific place, even in the Quran, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, it's not a physical, it's a metaphor. The second hadith says, إِنَّ لِقَتْلِ الْحُسَيْنِ حَرَارَةً فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَا تَبْرُدُ أَبَدًا. For the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, there is anguish and pain and tears in the heart of the true believers that does not cool down. When you lose someone, you may cry for that person. One day, 3 days, 1 week, 3 months, 1 year. After that, no matter how close that person is to you, after that you forget. And this is part of God's mercy, that we don't keep crying for someone who dies. But Imam Hussein is an exception. Imam Hussein is different. Why? Because the cries for him and the tears for him are not mere emotions. They bear a message. A message, Risala. They send a powerful message that I'm against tyranny. I'm against dictatorship. I'm against corruption. I stand with the oppressed, with the mazlumin, with those who have been wronged. Regardless of their color, regardless of their race, regardless of their culture, I stand with them in solidarity. That is the message of Imam Hussein. That is the message of the tears that are shed for him. It's not just because we miss him. It has a higher meaning, sublime meaning, that this is a stand, this is my ideological, political stand against aggression. And therefore, because his ziyarah is very important, and because his ziyarah, the hadith says about it, مَنْ لَمْ يَأْتِ قَبْرَ الْحُسَيْنِ مِنْ شِيعَتِنَا عَنِ الْإِمَامِ الصَّادِقِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. مَنْ لَمْ يَأْتِ قَبْرَ الْحُسَيْنِ مِنْ شِيعَتِنَا كَانَ مُنْتَقِصَ الْإِيمَانِ مُنْتَقَصَ الدِّينِ. His faith is not complete, is not integrated. His iman, his faith is not integrated. The other hadith says, إِنَّ مَنْ تَرَكَ زِيَارَتَهُ وَهُوَ قَادِرٌ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. You are able to go. You have the financial means, you have passport, you have visa, there's security there, and you are able to go, and you choose not. وَهُوَ قَادِرٌ عَلَى ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ عَقَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَعَقَّنَا. That person is doing injustice to his Prophet and to Ahlul Bayt. He's becoming undutiful. If you are able to go and you choose not to go. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَأْتِ قَبْرَ الْحُسَيْنِ عَنِ الصَّادِقِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَهُوَ يَزْعُمُ أَنَّهُ لَنَا شِيعَةٌ حَتَّى يَمُوتَ فَهُوَ لَيْسَ لَنَا شِيعَةٌ. If he claims that he's the follower of Ahlul Bayt and he's able to go, but he spent his time traveling to other places except Hussein, the shrine of Hussein, then he should not call himself the followers of Ahlul Bayt or the Shia of Ahlul Bayt. وعن الإمام الصادق لو أن أحدكم حج دهره. If a person among you, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, he spends his life, his lifetime going every year to Hajj, to the pilgrimage, to the house of God in Mecca. ثم لم يزر الحسين بن علي عليهما السلام لكان تاركا حقا من حقوق رسول الله ولكان تاركا حقا من حقوق الله تعالى. If he goes to Hajj but he chooses not to go to pay tribute to Hussein. Hussein who recreated Hajj. Hajj was dead under Bani Umayyah. Hajj lost its meaning and its spirit and its value. Hajj was just rituals. Like people doing exercise in LA Fitness. You know, roaming and running and, you know, circling. That was the meaning of Hajj during Bani Umayyah. Imam Hussein came and he gave new life to Hajj. The original meaning. He restored the original meaning and the authentic meaning of Hajj. Therefore, you have to go to him and say, thank you, Imam Hussein. I enjoyed my Hajj because of your blood, because of your martyrdom, because of your sacrifice. Otherwise, my Hajj would be nothing more than physical exercise. So if you don't go to his ziyarah while you are able, then you are doing disservice to the Prophet and you are doing disservice to God. وعنه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال وعنه عليه الصلاة والسلام إمام الصادق قال مروا شيعتنا. Ask them, command them, encourage them بزيارة قبر الحسين. فإن إتيانه يزيد في الرزق. It will increase your sustenance. And it prolongs your life. وَيَمُدُّ فِي الْعُمْرِ وَيَدْفَعُ مَدَافِعَ السُّوءِ. And also it is going to protect you against evil misfortunes. وَإِتْيَانَهُ مُفْتَرَضٌ. It is incumbent upon every عَلَى كُلِّ مُؤْمِنٍ يَقِرُّ لَهُ بِالْإِمَامَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Every person that believes that Hussein is a legitimate Imam, Imam that has been appointed by God, then his ziyarah becomes mandatory upon a person who bears this belief. And this is why, my friends, when someone concludes the ziyarah of Imam Hussein, the hadith says, when he concludes the ziyarah of Imam Hussein, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is going to greet him. بعدما ينصرف يجيئه ملك يقول له. An angel comes to him and he says to him, إن ربك يقرئك السلام. Your Lord is greeting you. The one who concludes the ziyarah of Imam Hussein and he is about to leave the shrine. The angel says to him, إن ربك, verily your Lord is sending his greetings to you. ويقول لك. And he says this, استأنف فقد غفر لك ما مضى. Begin a new life. A new life. Because what has been passed of your sins have been forgiven. The past sins have been forgiven with this ziyarah. So begin a new life based on piety and righteousness and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the ziyarah of Imam Hussein is exceptional. It's not like any other ziyarah. And this is why you see today, if you watch television, you see millions of people. And you cannot believe this unless you see it yourself, you are there, walking with them. Sometimes you think this is exaggeration. 20 million, exaggeration. But not if you are among them. And you see for 3 weeks, non-stop, streets are packed from every direction. People are going to Karbala. People from all walks of life. People who are rich as well as those who are poor. And people do not need, that is the only place and the only time The only place, as far as I know, and the only time that people do not need to carry money with them. The entire trip is free. Food is available. All types of food. All types of lawful drinks. All types of comfort and rest is available for the Zaer. The Zaer does not need to carry money with him. No currency, no money. Wherever you arrive, there is food, there is shelter, there is shower, there is clothing. They provide you with the new clothing. Change your clothes and have this set new. You don't have to pay anything. It's all for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Imam Hussein left nothing for himself. Everything he had, he possessed, gave to Allah. He left nothing. Sometimes a person says, I keep this for me, I give that one. 50% of what I have, 50% of my children, 50% of my property, 50% of my money, 50% of my time. But Imam Hussein left no percentage for himself. Imam Hussein dissolved in God. And the more he gave on the day of Ashura, the more he was confident. And he was steadfast, and he was resolved, and he kept saying. If you read the history of heroes, sometimes they complain in the battlefield, in their struggle. Sometimes they get tired, exhausted, they complain. Imam Hussein never complained. Never said to his God, why did you put me in this situation? Why me, not others? Never ever. He said, Ilahi ridham biqadaik. If you accept, فَخُذْ حَتَّى تَرْضَى. Take as much as you want until you are satisfied with me. Of course, Allah will give this man what he would not give to others. And this is why Imam Hussein is exceptional. An exceptional, unique phenomena in the history of mankind. And we send our salams and our greetings to him. Ya laytana kunna ma'akum fa nafuza fawzan azima. We wish that we are now in the company of Hussein, in the army of Hussein, in the group of Hussein, to dedicate our time to serve, to help, to guide. And if you could not make it this year, the hadith says, go to an opening under the sky and face the Qibla and say, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Wa ala al-arwah allati hallat bifinaik wa anakhat birahlik. Alaykum minni jami'an salamullahi abadan ma baqit. Wa baqiya al-laylu wal-nahar. ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. روي في الحديث الشريف عن الإمام أبي جعفر الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام، الباقر عليه الصلاة والسلام، أنه قال: من أراد أن يعلم أنه من أهل الجنة. Sometimes you wonder with yourself to yourself that where is my place in the next life? For those who believe in the next life, there are many who do not believe in the next life. وقال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا. God says in the Quran, many people, they do not believe that there is another life. They think that this is all. We enjoy, we have fun, we eat, and then we are gone. There is no accountability and no responsibility. The tyrant is going to get away with his tyranny. The corrupt is going to get away with his crimes. And the one who did good, you know, good luck to you. But we believe firmly. As we believe in the existence of God, we believe in the existence of the Akhirah. If Akhirah does not exist, God does not exist. Because God is perfect. God is not deficient. God is perfect God. And His system is based on justice. And therefore He must create the Akhirah, the hereafter, the day of judgment. And we have to stand before Him, all of us, responsible and accountable for everything we did and we said in this life. وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ. So sometimes we wonder, where is my place there? Is He going to forgive me, take me to the right direction? أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ. Or sometimes, maybe not. God forbid. There is a test. You know, you don't have to go to the doctor. You can do this test at home. You know, you don't have insurance, no problem. Do this test and see where you stand. See where is your position there. But be truthful to yourself when you do this test. مَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَعْلَمَ أَنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever wants to know whether he's one of the people of paradise, فَلْيَعْرِضْ حُبَّنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ. Let him offer our love to his heart. Ask your heart, do you love the Prophet and his family, Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam? فَإِنْ قَبِلَهُ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. If your heart honestly and sincerely and earnestly says, yes, I do, I love the Prophet and his family. وَمَنْ كَانَ لَنَا مُحِبًّا. So if it says yes, then you are mu'min, true believer. وَمَنْ كَانَ لَنَا مُحِبًّا فَلْيَرْغَبْ فِي زِيَارَةِ قَبْرِ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. And if you are true lover of Ahlul Bayt, you truly love them, then you have to have that desire and that passion and that love to visit the grave of Imam Hussein. فَمَنْ كَانَ لِلْحُسَيْنِ زَوَّارًا. If someone becomes used to the ziyarah, not once or twice, زَوَّارًا, regularly. زَوَّارًا عَرَفْنَاهُ بِالْحُبِّ لَنَا أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. This is a major sign for those who go regularly, that yes, their heart is filled with the love of Ahlul Bayt. وَكَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. And definitely this is a passport. This is a passport to paradise. When God greets the person who visits Hussein, What does that mean? God does not greet any person. This is a guarantee that you are going to stay on the right course until the end of your life. God is not wasting his time by greeting someone who's unworthy, someone who's munafiq, someone who's going to defect in the future, to defect and leave religion. He would not greet him. God greets the people of paradise in this life and in the hereafter. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. At the time of their death, they're going to receive the greetings of God at the time of entering paradise. And here, if they are true believers and followers of Ahlul Bayt, فَمَنْ كَانَ لِلْحُسَيْنِ زَوَّارًا, regular visitor, عَرَفْنَاهُ بِالْحُبِّ لَنَا أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَكَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, is going to be one of the people of paradise. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ, if someone who's able to go and pay tribute, but he says, sorry, I can't, or I don't. كَانَ نَاقِصَ الْإِيمَانِ, كَانَ نَاقِصَ الْإِيمَانِ, in his iman there is some defect. He has to work on his iman. The other hadith, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا, if God wishes goodness for one of his servants, قَذَفَ فِي قَلْبِهِ حُبُّ الْحُسَيْنِ وَحُبُّ زِيَارَتِهِ, he will cast into his or her heart the love of Hussein and the love for his ziyarah, visiting the shrine of Hussein. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. God is witness that we love you. And we have so much pain in our hearts for the tragedies that you and your family and your children and your companion endured on the day of Ashura and after the day of Ashura. And 40 days after your martyrdom, the caravan is still suffering in the deserts and the cities, being paraded. The caravan of Imam Hussein, the Sabaya, who were taken as a prisoners of war after the murder of Imam Hussein, they being paraded in the cities, the deserts, one after the other, and soon on the Arba'een, which is Sunday, they're going to arrive, come back from Damascus to the grave of Imam Hussein, to renew their love and allegiance to their leader who is buried in the land of Karbala. We have majalis of the Arba'een started last night, and tonight inshallah at 7 p.m. I'm going to be here, and tomorrow inshallah the English one is going to be 7 p.m. But we have the Arabic one at 5 p.m. We have the Salat, Salatul Maghrib and Isha at 5 p.m. And then followed by the Arabic lecture, and then the English at 7, and the Farsi at 8. And Sunday at 7 p.m. we have only the Farsi majlis. And there are two more things that I'd like to remind you of, that we are going to have also the dialogue, the Muslim Jewish dialogue, on December 9th here at the University Synagogue in Irvine on December 9th. So please mark your calendar and let's go together at 8 p.m. to that dialogue, which is going to be from 8 until 9:30 on December 9th, inshallah, which is a Friday. And also we have an Arabic special guest, one of the greatest scholars, Sayyid Munir al-Khabbaz, arriving soon inshallah. He will be here on Wednesday inshallah, Wednesday at 7:30 for those Arabic speaking people. So please spread the word. He's one of the great thinkers and scholars of Islam. So we invite you to join us inshallah on Wednesday to listen to him. Last but not least, I came to the office in the morning and I saw this bouquet of a flower.
Beautiful one.
Very beautiful. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
And alhamdulillah, this tells a lot about America and Orange County. That we are still, alhamdulillah, in good hands, under the protection of God. Someone who is anonymous, no name. I don't know whether male, female, white, black, doesn't care. It's not important. He or she is a human being. And see, they put my name, but they did not put their name. It says, we are all one America, sending you all much love and light during these trying times. There are many good people here in Orange County who do respect your faith and stand with you and promise to be more vocal now. This is what we received. I read it, the entire thing. Yes, we greet them. We thank them. We greet them. Alhamdulillah, America is strong and powerful through those people. Those are great people who carry human spirit, angelic spirit. They did not send any name, although this is expensive, by the way. It comes from Corona del Mar, you know. Very expensive. But this is a message of love that we share with others. And I ask Allah, inshallah, to make us always, always together with our brethren here, regardless of their faith, their religion, to make this country better, stronger, not through bullying, no, but through love and respect and the recognition of each other. And therefore, those of you who can join me on Sunday, this coming Sunday at 7 p.m., I know we have Farsi majlis here, but I'm going to be at the church in Irvine, LDC Church, which is the Mormon church, for the Thanksgiving celebration, and I'm going to speak among those who speak. I am speaking there, inshallah, at 7 p.m., so if you'd like to join me. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat, wal muslimin wal muslimat, الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اجعل كلمة الإسلام هي العليا اللهم من أراد بنا سوءا فأرد ومن كادنا فكد اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك يا أرحم الراحمين من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج إمامنا وقائدنا وسيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد